KVNC Cambridge, KVNC Eagleburg.
Now it's time for Loveline on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Hey, it's Loveline.
Thank you.
There we go.
There's my mic. All those wasted syllables saying yep, 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 yep.
Phone number for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Dickie Barrett and Joe Gittleman are both here, and we just couldn't be happier to see the lads. They're going to be, before we get going, on the Leno Show, the Tonight Show, tomorrow night. That would be Thursday night, so look for them on that. And the CD, which I now have in my hand, pay attention. What is the release date on this?
It just came out a couple weeks back.
Oh, it came out?
Yeah, it's been out.
What the hell? What? How come I don't have one then? Last time you were on the show, it hadn't come out, right?
Yeah. And it was before May 2nd. And then on May 2nd, it came out, and now it's after May 2nd.
Oh, what the hell am I thinking then? All right. Well, anyway. It's now officially out. You heard it here, kiddies. But listen to the rest of the radio show before you run over to the record store to get in line.
Don't bother waiting. Just head on out.
Head on out?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen.
Walkman. Where are you, Walkman?
Listen in the car. The Boston's have a nice big fat tour coming up, and I'm going to give you some of those dates and some of our affiliates where they'll be coming to a town near you. If you're out here in Los Angeles, they're going to be at the Roxy tomorrow. So you're doing Leno, and then you're going to the Roxy.
Yeah.
Is that true?
And then we'll,
I believe,
here on Leno.
Yeah.
Through the magic of television.
Right, right.
Don't break down that wall, Adam.
Now, you know, it was really nice. Dickie called me yesterday at the office, I think, and made it, had a very nice offering, which is I do something with him in the band on Leno, but he pitched it to the people over there, and they promptly shot it down.
Did you tell you why?
I don't know. I asked Dickie.
They hate didn't him. Want to tell him.
They hate him, don't they?
They use terms like not funny. We don't get him. And they also said you're obnoxious enough. We don't need the two of you in there.
No, seriously, how did the pitch go? What did they say?
The pitch, I guess, went through.
Tell them what your pitch was initially.
The idea was that at the end of we finish the song and I kind of disappear off into the audience, and then you come back and you're wearing the exact same clothes, and Jay says, "Great job, guys," and then all of a sudden it's just you for no other reason than I thought it would be funny, and, you know, you make me laugh, and when I watch the tape later, I'd pee my pants.
I thought I was tremendously flattered that Dickie and the boys would make that overture.
But did you think it would be funny?
What do you, I didn't care. I was so excited to potentially
it was
get
the
on
boys,
Leno.
It was the boys who shot it down.
Oh, I see. It was the rest of the band.
Let's have an experiment. You can find out what the Leno issue is about. They can go back and propose Jimmy.
Right.
Yeah, they take that. Go back and propose me.
Right.
They take that.
Yeah, none of us have ever done that.
Find out, you know, what. If they let somebody through, then you find out what the problem is.
Who we got?
Drew, you're bitter. Yeah, it's a good thing you pay that publicist $1,500 a month, isn't it? How many times you done Leno?
Fuck off.
But the Boston's have done the Tonight Show a handful of times, right?
No, we've never been on that show.
Really?
On the Carson show years ago.
Yeah. Sure. Back. Yeah, back in the mid-70s.
Yeah. Steve Allen.
Oh, right.
A while ago, back when we were in, it was more of a kind of a comedy troupe. Yeah.
You guys didn't do Leno with the success of the last CD? I mean, all those sold, the tours, all that stuff, never did it?
We got the same publicist as Drew.
Hey, speaking of publicists and affiliates, I want to tell you something. Do you know how Live 105 in San Francisco moved us to midnight to 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
They now have a site on their website where you can vote to move it back to 10 to midnight.
Oh, really?
www.live105, one word, live105.com. Log into that. Tell them you want it back. Yeah. Maybe it'll happen.
Why?
I want it during drive time.
Yeah. What about, I want it whenever the most kids are listening.
Yeah.
You know, and not when I say kids, I don't mean high school kids. I mean preschoolers. You know what I mean? I mean kids, almost infants. You know, people that can't drive themselves, who cramp themselves, those kind of kids.
This email suggests that perhaps a chorus of Who Knows What Goes On the Old Vagina would convince them.
Oh, really?
The movies.
All right. Should I bust into that? Who knows what goes on in the old vagina, the old vagina, the old vagina. I know what goes on in the old vagina. That's why I host the show. Yeah. I just made that up one night, but it sounded like the kind of... Actually, my grandfather taught that one to me.
He was an old spiritual.
He was a sailor. Yeah. Yeah.
Hungarian spiritual, yeah.
It drums up toiling. It's a song for the common man, really.
It really is. It's kind of...
I'm moved.
Hey, remember back in the day guys would sing while they were working? Like there was working songs, specific songs written to work.
And what's more work than the vagina?
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, some of my best work involves...
The vagina.
Exactly.
Josh?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Holy crap, I'm the first caller.
That's right. What's up?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous. I just had a question. I just want to know if I had a sex addiction or not.
What's happening?
What was that?
Help us make that determination.
Yeah.
Or just rub the phone on your crotch and we'll give you what kind of vibe we get from that, you idiot.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
We're not.
Oh,
what's up?
I've been calling, like, party lines, like, a lot.
You pay for those?
No, that's the thing. I'm probably getting the bill pretty soon and my parents are going to kick my ass.
How often do you do that?
I mean, as often as it can, like, as soon as they come from school, like, for a couple of hours.
Yeah. You got to work on your technique just a little bit more.
Or make it quicker?
Yeah. Josh, you're whacking off, right?
Yeah, of course.
And the problem is you talk for 2.5 hours before you bust your nut, right?
Yeah, I've been, you know, I guess practicing. I'm pretty good at that.
Right. Yeah. All right, Josh, stop calling them. Maybe you got a problem.
Well, is there alcoholism in your family?
What was that?
Is there alcoholism in your family?
On my dad's side, yes.
So that could be.
Hope he's not drunk when he gets that phone bill.
basically the way you need to evaluate something like this is there a family history of addiction, number one, and two, are you having consequences, and is this progressing?
Yeah. Like last year, I had a problem with it, too, and, you know, the phone bill was like $1,000.
Well, they need to make you pay for it.
That'll do it. Boy, I'll tell you, when it comes to this kind of stuff, when you're actually, you know, 2.5 hours on the phone equals 6 hours of flipping burgers or something, you straighten up pretty quick. Or, hey, if you don't, fine, you can pay for it. But, you know, it took me, do you guys remember this? Like, remember when you used to do this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you'd get these plans, like, it'd be late, you'd be drunk, and you'd go, I'm going to go down the hill. I'm going to go buy the ATM. I'm going to get myself. Now, I'm going to go to the club. Yeah. And I'm going to get myself a lap dance and stuff. And, you know, 6 hours and $180 later, you're at the same place you would have been at 3 minutes later in the safety of your own apartment if you'd just beaten off. And now I know. Now I just beat off. And it's still the same plan. Now here's the plan. I'm going to beat off, then I'm going down the hill, then I'm going to the ATM, then I'm going to get six-pack, then I'm going to the club, then, so it's like, okay, I'm going to beat off, then I'm going to watch 4 hours of TV, then I'm going to pass out. I mean, you know what I mean? It takes
like
the edge off.
Like it was yesterday, I remember it.
Yeah, but you won't, if you could just, I mean, if this guy would just come home and beat off before he picks up the phone, he would never pick up the phone. Now, you think, before you do it, I'm going to pick up the phone anyway, but you never do. Not when you're done. Chris?
Yeah, is that you?
You're 16, yes.
Yeah, it's nice to hear some voice that I've heard on the radio for a bit.
All right, but you know, you can still hear me on the radio.
Yeah. I was going to say is that you know the question already, don't you?
No, go ahead. Give it to us.
I have a public problem where all of a sudden I'm out in public, and I don't know if it's a thought in the back of my head, but all of a sudden I'll have a little, the schlong is long at the time. It's very hard at the time, and it's like, I don't know how to get it down or anything.
Yeah. You can do what Adam did. It's just put on display for the friends. Right? Is that what you would do? You guys would...
Jesus Christ.
Right?
You know, I bare my soul on this show, and you throw it in my face.
Isn't that what you said you do?
I talked about not being modest in front of my high school buddies. Yes,
about having seen...
Yes.
All of them erect multiple times.
Yeah, well, it can happen.
Okay.
You know.
They know my dad part.
Then you find that as weird. Dickie's freaked out.
I find it extremely weird. You've seen all of your high school buddies. You've seen all their people.
This is Dickie's face.
Yes.
Like,
he's from, talking about?
He's from Boston.
I've been in a band with the Boston
California.
For 15 years, and I don't think I've seen...
All of his friends.
Yeah.
Really?
I've seen any of them.
Yeah.
I go, Chris is...
On several...
Dude, I go, Chris.
That's not right, Adam.
You know,
hindsight is
20/20, Dickie. Saying I'm the Monday morning quarterback.
Monday morning boner quarterback.
Like, you're telling me it seemed like a good idea?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's really.
I have no regrets.
It's from you, dude. And Drew, it's really fun because you're really smart. I can tell. Well, I know, Adam, you're smart.
Hey, Chris, do you smoke a lot of weed?
No, no. They think I'm really hilarious. They think I'm really hilarious at school because I have, like, I grew up with some, you know, some kids that thought they were doing it.
All right. Let's get into some long-winded story about the old neighborhood. I'm not interested. He gets erections during the day. Here's the best way to stifle an erection, in my opinion.
Show it to your friends.
Early AM masturbation.
It's bigger.
Kind of pants you wear. Yeah, you know, it seems like my answer
wear
for everything, doesn't
yeah.
it? No, if you get an erection, like your penis hangs down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I do. Your penis hangs down, and you're wearing some jeans or something, and it starts getting a little blood in it, and it starts pushing against the pants and starts pushing harder. Like, you know when you're petting a dog or something and it starts leaning on you a little bit, then you start petting a little harder and it starts leaning on you a little harder? That's what your penis does. If you can discreetly reach down, grab your junk, yank it up against your belly, so instead of down going up, it's yeah. now up. Mm. It won't press down. It doesn't want to go that way.
How
about
you wear it under the belt buckle?
Yeah, just slide it right on under that belt buckle. And if you have a few championship rodeos under your belt, and you have that full-scale hubcap-sized belt buckle that I proudly wore in high school, that'll hide just about any schlong.
The old rebel flag.
That's right. Or the Budweiser insignia. Greg's?
Oh, hey.
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say hi to the Boston's.
Hello, Greg. How are you? Are you Greg or Craig?
You guys kick serious.
Greg.
Sorry.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I was just wondering if maybe, like, Dickie could, like, yell, like in Dr. D. Like,
wah!
Yeah.
That's real perfect. You like that?
That's
not in the
yeah, that's
I was
like
the headphones there.
Yeah, next time let me turn them up before you drop.
That's it, Greg?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
That's it?
Kick ass.
That's all right,
it,
huh?
You rule.
You rule too, buddy.
Hey, right, peace.
All right. Hey, where are you calling from, Greg?
Westminster. It's around Huntington Beach.
I see.
Oh, right, and I got one last thing for Adam.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, here you go.
Cool. Yeah, nice flush.
Sorry. I'd like to apologize for the Boston.
Thanks, Greg.
That's a classy move there.
Christy?
Hi. I would like to say a comment to the Boston first.
All right.
I really love you guys, and I'm
Wah!
I can't wait tomorrow because you guys are playing my favorite local band, the Ataris.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, the Ataris. Yeah.
So I just love you guys, and I just wanted to say that.
Where are you calling from, Christy?
Los Angeles and Arcadia.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Arcadia means, I don't know, city of homes or something ridiculous.
Retarded.
I had some girlfriend who lived there once. She told me it meant, like, city of homes or something.
Arcadia is like a Greek, Valhalla.
She was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's good looking, though. I'd leave my girlfriend alone.
You pined about her. I heard about it. Remember?
Yeah. Remember.
Remember that he told me about it.
Yeah. Christy?
Yeah.
So what's up?
Okay, well, I've been talking to this person online for about a month or two, and...
He's 40. Forget it.
Where is he?
He's from San Diego.
Okay.
But we're supposed to meet, like, this weekend. I was wondering if it was a good idea, and, like, what's your take on it?
I believe I'm sort of come all the way around about the online relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to meet quick, like, preferably within about 2 weeks, so you don't put too much fantasy into the relationship. So a month's okay. Preferably, the person should be within about a 50-mile radius so you can actually have a relationship with
yeah.
the person. And when you go meet him, take somebody with you and meet in a public place.
Yeah. Okay.
Or take a dog or a sidearm or something, a pool cue.
A person and a dog in a pool cue.
That's right.
May I suggest the Boston show tomorrow night at the Roxy?
Yeah, public place.
Yeah.
I really wish I can, but you see, my parents are concert Nazis and they won't let me go on the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's rough. Is tomorrow night an all-ages show?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
You know that, or are you just saying that?
No, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Wow. So. Okay.
Positive.
All right, Christy, you can't go anyway, though.
Okay.
All right, so, Drew, you're saying when you meet somebody online, when you go to meet them, it should be like a ransom drop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you should be wired.
Yeah.
Have some guys in the bushes looking over your shoulder.
Absolutely.
Guy on rooftops with binoculars and
several
a hunting
like
rifle.
Several meetings like that before you let your guard down.
Right. And then you put your phone number in a newspaper and walk past the guy. Maybe a racing form, slide it under his arm. He hands it off to another guy. Yeah, Christy sounded... I'll just talk to her phone for a second. Christy? You're not getting dates from the boys at high school?
No.
What's up? Huh?
I don't know. They're just not asking
me. You're fat.
Oh, Drew, please. Is that true?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I have harsh, I think. Parents.
Your parents?
They're a tad overprotective. That's all I can see, but that's really about it.
Your way.
Oh, Drew, please.
Her way out, maybe. It's just a contact in the way.
But are you an attractive gal?
I'm not very attractive. I'm not ugly.
I see.
Rich.
All right.
You're beautiful on the inside, Christy.
Right.
You sound wonderful.
Yeah. Right. All right, Christy. All right, a nice big public place, all right? All right.
Yeah, San Anita Mall.
You know what she sounds like? Remember that cartoon with the rooster?
Foghorn
Leghorn.
I say boy.
Okay, now remember there was the chicken hawk he was trying to teach?
Yeah.
Remember the chicken hawk's mom?
Yeah.
She was like this spinstress.
She wanted to marry Foghorn.
She had like glasses. Yeah.
She was like humping the dog.
Yeah, that's kind of what Christy sounded like, which is not a great sign at 17. Kate?
Hi.
There you go.
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say hi to Dickie because he's like awesome. And I met him last year at an H festival. And then I just saw him last month.
Public place, good idea. Yeah, always a good idea. If you're going to meet Dickie.
The 9:30 call.
Great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Well, my problem is that when I give my boyfriend head, he doesn't...
Where do we meet?
What happens?
When I give my boyfriend head, he doesn't come. And, like...
There's a group of guys...
Oh, but...
There's a group of guys that's the way it goes. That's just the way it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with him.
They call themselves the gays.
No, you know we talk to guys.
Club, those guys.
We talk to guys here. The gays are into that.
They play fast and they play hard.
Males are into that.
It's a tough nut to crack.
Yeah.
You can work all night on those guys.
Yeah, you see them riding around on the scooters with the windbreakers on. The gays. Follow me to the gays place.
Tough nut to crack.
Yeah. It is.
They're like a Rubik's Cube when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yep.
Just when you think you got him figured out. Hey, Kate, how old is he?
My boyfriend? He's 19.
19. All right. This happens to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
But there's more. The lady who was, like, screening the call cut me off.
I see. What's the rest?
But, like, I'm, like, addicted to, like, giving head or something. Every time I give head to anybody, I get off, and... I feel bad because, like, I get off from it, and then, like, he doesn't even...
Don't feel bad.
Yeah, listen.
Please don't feel bad.
Yeah, that is his problem.
Yeah.
100%.
When I was 19, if a girl looked at me, my gun would go off.
Yeah.
How bizarre is that, though, in life, that she hooks up with that one?
Right.
Oh, I know.
Life's cruel irony.
Yeah. It really is.
Another one of God's jokes.
You really have an orgasm...
Yeah, I don't like for guys to go down on me at all. Like, I don't get anything out of that.
Hey, you got an older sister?
No.
No, okay. Wow.
I'm writing down the 9:30.
What lab are you created in? What happened to you? Did something weird happen to you?
I've been raped 3 times.
Yeah, that sounded like something was going on. Too good to be true. What happened?
Well, like... one of my cousin's friends raped me when I was 11.
Yeah.
And then I went down on a guy that I met in Ocean City, and then, like, he wanted to have sex, and I didn't want to, and then he raped me. Mm-hmm. And then one of my ex-boyfriends raped me.
Well, how old were you the second time you raped?
14.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're doing a decent amount of acting out now, though, right? Or are you just staying with the one guy? You doing all right?
Yeah. Like, I've just been with him. Like,
okay.
We've been going out for, it'll be 7 months.
All right, you got any counseling?
My counselor said that I had, like, everything pretty much together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He probably just wanted to leave town or something. I've had shrinks do that. Hey, you're looking good. You can go home early. Ship shape, thumbs up.
See his suitcases by the door.
What is up, Bob?
I mean, I haven't stopped crying yet, Doug. Yeah, that's all right. By the time you hit the car, he'll be fine. Wow. Hey, Kate?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe it's going to take a little more counseling.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, here's what I see in Kate's future. I know now she's sort of hypersexual and having orgasms with the oral sex and all that kind of stuff. But then there's going to come a time when I think some of that's going to change a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
This will shut down, man.
Yeah. It's too bad I knew something was up with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here's a girl. She doesn't like it when guys go down on her. She feels guilty because she's having an orgasm for going down on them. Man, but there's always, always a catch, isn't there? All right. David?
Yeah.
You're 14.
Yeah. I just wanted to, like, you know, there's a problem because, like, when I masturbate, I get these, like, red dots all over the head of my penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just wondering what's up with that.
All right. Hold on a second. That's not your fingernail polish coming off, is it, you fruitcake?
No, it's not.
All right. A little Don Rickles humor there. Yeah, hockey puck. We're going to take a little break. We have Joe and Diggy from the Boston's here tonight. We're going to hear a song from the new CD, Pay Attention. When we come back, we'll get to David and his spotted penis after this.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Phil, hey, you look happy. I am. I just did a first response pregnancy test.
And you're not pregnant?
Shh, I'm not. But you're only a day late. That's how soon it works. Wow.
First response. So advanced, it can be used as soon as the first day of your missed period. No at-home test works sooner, and it's over 99% accurate in lab tests. Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Here's the kids. In 10 years. Yeah.
First response. Nobody tells you sooner.
Commercials are more effective if you use real people. So on the line is Angie McPhee, a Geico auto insurance customer who saved over $300. This is not an actor we hired to play Angie McPhee. It's the Angie McPhee. So in your own words, tell us, are you Angie McPhee?
Yes.
There. Unmistakable proof that Geico customers are real and save money. In 15 minutes, you could save 15%. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Who's the best bartender in town?
Me, Shelly. Join me Friday night from 9 to 10 at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club in Fridley. I'll be pouring your favorite liquid refreshments and serving up super drink specials at Spiker's. And you thought all I did was play the best music in the Twin Cities. On Fridays, you can score great prizes. Plus, listen to my own mix of alternative classics all night. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club has the best late-night happy hour from 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday with drink specials and half-off appetizers. Email, fax, or send a postcard for a chance to win $50 worth of Spiker's Bucks. Then you can spend them with me on Friday night from 9 to 10. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, just 3 miles north of 694 on Central Avenue at Osborne Road. Soccer fans, Spiker's is the official Minnesota Thunder party place. Join the Thunder players after all home games. I'd love to pour you a drink Friday night between 9 and 10. Ask for me, Shelly, at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, Fridley. For directions and more information, call 763-780-1000 or check out this station's website.
If you've got an anniversary coming up, this may be the year to get her an anniversary band. I'm Tom Shane, and our selection of anniversary bands is great in all designs and price ranges. In principle, an anniversary band is a ring with a row or a couple of rows of diamonds running across her finger. Of course, buying from the Shane Company guarantees the diamonds will all be top quality and perfectly matched. Also popular this year are 3-stone anniversary rings, where the center diamond is larger than the two matching side stones. Available in platinum, white, or yellow gold, these three-stone anniversary rings are traditional, yet at the same time the newest fashion statement. A gift of diamonds will make this anniversary the one she'll remember forever.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Think smart, do smart. Make the smart move this summer and let Excel Staffing put you to work. Excel Staffing has been providing Twin Cities businesses with light industrial specialists for 10 years and are currently looking to fill many positions in all types of assembly, machine operation, and warehouse. Why pound the pavement for a behind-the-counter minimum wage job for the summer when you can take advantage of an excellent compensation package, including referral bonuses if you bring in a friend? Excel Staffing has full-time positions available on all shifts and weekends. Set a schedule to fit your lifestyle. Call now, 835-7716, and lock up a job for the summer so you can start planning on how you're going to spend all the excellent dough you'll be making. Excel Staffing has locations in Brooklyn Park, Coon Rapids, Edina, and Chaska. In other words, one near you. Call 835-7716 and ask for Zoe. If you're looking for more than just a summer gig, then call Excel and find out about their temp-to-hire opportunities. 835-7716. That's 835-7716 and ask for Zoe.
No. A message from Audio King Car Audio. Summer is coming, and soon it will be hot. But right now, it's scorching. Yes, scorching. As in scorching car audio from Audio King. It's rocking the summertime, and that means it's time to load up your car with audio gear that's sweeter than a face full of watermelon. Soon enough, your car will be screaming and peeling up pavement like a 14-man construction crew. Yes, the scorching rock into summer event is going on now at Audio King. Right now, get lucky and win a brand new PT Cruiser featuring a complete Panasonic system. Marvel at a Kenwood in-dash CD player featuring the new mass technology for only $199.95 installed free. You save $130. Electrify with select Rockford Fosgate power amps, now just $59, save $40. Watch how your car makes those mirage-looking wavy lines because it's rocking so hard. Now that's scorching car audio. More cool stuff in one place than you've ever seen. Rock into summer happens once a year. Don't miss it.
Where did you get that?
Audio Kid. Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The Cure kicked off their summer tour at Atlanta's Lakewood Amphitheater last week, and longtime Cure fans no doubt were on hand to catch the inaugural show. In fact, Gwen Stefani and band joined the Cure for a special backstage party after the show. The post-show gathering turned into a ceremony as the Cure were presented with a gold plaque signifying the latest sales stature of their new album, Blood Flowers. The band played a fair share of material from their new album while also picking through their extensive catalog. The Cure are currently on a sold-out tour of the U.S., which also includes an upcoming Las Vegas stop. In honor of the band's appearance at the joint, the Hard Rock Hotel has created a gaming chip that will be available to fans and high rollers during their May 27th tour stop. The Zone Files from Vizzy.com, because your business is online. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Seattle. At one time, the streets of this city were paved with grunge gold. Seattle was what was alternative. Now, things are a little different.
Hey, where's Courtney?
Well, after Kurt's suicide, she left for L.A.
Oh.
That all changes right now. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation, this time to Seattle, to see No Doubt, Filter, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Beck, Matchbox 20, and Alanis Morissette. To register, just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. No Doubt, Filter, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Beck, Matchbox 20, and Alanis Morissette in Seattle from Great Clips, Great Seats. Northwest Airlines sending Minnesota to over 750 cities around the world on alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is a love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455.
Hey, May 25th, a limited quantity of free tickets will be available here at the box office.
For what?
If you
for our show.
Yeah?
Yeah, what time do you have to get there?
The Mighty Mighty Boss Browns are here tonight, by the way. Dickie Barrett and Joe Gittleman.
Doors are 8. I don't know. Get there early.
So the first people there get in free?
Yeah, a bunch of people are going to get it. The whole show was free. It was a, you know, it was a...
We're talking about the Roxy show tomorrow
radio
night?
Show, yeah. It was supposed to be at the Whiskey last week, but the toilets overflowed.
Right.
Sewage.
Right.
Thing.
Right. That was that just last week or that was like 2 weeks
ago? 2 weeks ago, yeah. Well, I don't know.
And what happened with that? I mean, was it that bad that the concert couldn't go on?
It wasn't the toilet. It was like backflow where the sewage rose up like 4 inches deep inside the whiskey.
And did it...
the health department shut the show down.
Did it happen that just...
Sound check.
Oh, I see. So
an hour before doors.
How does a sound check... I mean, how does it normally work when you roll into a town and you're going to play a gig? What's the normal schedule like?
You're really interested
yeah,
in that?
Yeah, I really am.
Well, Carl usually gets there about 4 hours before doors. And he likes to ring out the monitors and then... John, our monitor guy, likes to fill his cooler with Pepsi, then he heads right over to the monitor board and he tweaks and he turns
it down. Carl gets there.
Johnny Rio changes all the guitar strings.
How soon do you have to get there before the gig? Because I hear about a lot of bands getting there at 3, 4 in the afternoon, then they do a sound check, then they go back to the hotel, then they come back later for the gig.
Oh, you could never do that.
No, because once I went back to the hotel, I'd fall asleep, and that'd be it.
You just go, I don't need to do that.
Well, Drew and I have done gigs where they said, hey, come in at 6, do the sound check, then go back to the hotel, then come back at 8 and do the gig. And I've said, all right, well, we'll do the sound check over the phone. How are you going to do that? Well, listen. Stand at the stage about where I'd be standing. Hold the mic up to your mouth and talk into it. If you can hear your voice, fine.
This is where he goes, show's at 8. We'll see you at 7:55. Okay.
7:55? That's early. Because you're not going on to like 8:03. It's not right at 8.
We usually go there about 2 in the afternoon, roll into town.
Right.
We get there. 9 times out of 10, you get there at about 8 in the morning. Go to the hotel, check in, sleep till about 2. Go to the club, do sound check, and then by the time you finish the sound check, doors are opening up. Yeah, people are coming. Greet the kids. Hang out.
Right.
Say hello, hang out. Get the vibe. See the opening band. Yeah. See the Ataris.
And you guys are doing the Warped Tour. Who else is on that tour? Because I know we've had some bands in here.
NoFX.
Right.
Green Day.
I love Green Day.
Yeah, they're great.
Pretty good.
Very good.
Green Day is, people take their shots at them and stuff, but... For a trio,
yeah,
they're pretty damn good live.
Yeah, that's true.
They've been around a long time, too, now.
Yeah,
and, you know, their music, you know, the stuff on the radio sounds pretty good, but it holds up live real well. They're a real good live band.
Yeah, definitely.
So who else?
We see eye to eye on that, Adam, once again.
Good
I don't know. Who else?
Why don't we just get married? A little difference on this than Friends and Erection.
Glad you brought that up, because I was going there.
The Friends and Erection thing?
No, well, that's going to factor into the marriage, but Dickie and I would like to get married. Well, I mean, who are we kidding?
I mean, really.
There's no woman that's going to have you and no woman you want anyway, so
as much as
married.
There's no one that sees more eye to eye than I do.
Right.
You know, right down the line on all of your policies.
You keep your place in Boston, I'll keep my place in LA.
That'd be perfect.
We'll commute.
Get together, do the radio show.
Yeah.
You can catch a Boston's gig, and we'll call it a relationship.
We'll meet in Indiana every other weekend, like a Motel 6.
Have we ever gotten together and not just, like, wet our pants, laugh, and hang out, have a good time?
No, we,
You've never made me feel uncomfortable.
No, I know how to treat a man.
Never
I make them all feel special.
You are my Jimmy's monkey, and that's the same thing. I just want you to sketch and...
Yeah,
okay. It's the same thing.
I'll say, hey, listen,
who cares?
If loving another man is gay, then so be it.
Label us.
That's right.
Label us.
We
fine.
Don't care. All right, and my folks wouldn't mind. They've written me off.
You guys finished?
They said they wanted me to meet someone special. They didn't say what sex. All right.
I care about.
Drew, what the hell were you saying? A Warped Tour? What are we talking about?
Phone calls.
Oh, all right.
There we are.
Allison.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
Yeah, okay. Well, first I just want to say hi to Dickie. I'm going to go see you guys Warped Tour June 29th, so I'm really excited. So.
Excellent.
Yep.
We're looking forward to seeing you there.
Okay. So, anyways.
Where's the one?
That's in Anaheim. That's in the pond.
Okay.
Parking lot or whatever. So, anyways. Well, I have a boyfriend, and, like, kind of recently, like, we'll be watching a movie or something, and we'll be just hanging out, and he'll full on, like, whip it out and start jacking off, like, in front of me, and it's, like, really awkward, and I don't know what to say to him.
What does he think he's doing?
What does he think I'm doing?
No, what does he think he's doing? What's the point of this?
Like, I want to know how to, like, have him stop. Like,
what kind
I don't
of
know
movies
what
are we talking about you're watching when this happens? What kind of movies?
Like, all kinds.
Well, give me a title so I can just picture this scenario.
I don't know, like...
Isn't Tom Hanks cute? Such a sweet story. Oh, what are you doing?
Like, it's not like a chick flick or anything.
He doesn't give you any warning?
No, like, full on no, he doesn't. Like, and then...
Full on no, and how old is he?
He's 19.
What does he think he's up to?
What do you think?
What is the purpose of this?
What's the purpose of it?
Does he think it's attracting you in some way, or that
I have no clue.
Funny? Is he a funny naked guy?
I
know a lot of those guys.
Shocked, and I don't know what to say to him.
You want him to stop?
Yeah, like, full on, the first time I was like, what are you doing, you know? And, like, he was just like, what? Like, explain it.
You're surprised by your reaction?
Yeah, are there other people at home?
That I was, like, kind of shocked that he just did this.
Do you have parents at home or anything when this happens?
No. Like, I thought maybe I should just, like, help him out and it wouldn't be that awkward. And, like...
Yeah, well, that's what he's looking for.
Yeah, that's his plan. Not. Yeah, join in.
That, like, he didn't want my help.
He what?
Yeah, he didn't want my help.
He didn't? Oh. So what do you want to do? Just finish without you?
I guess.
You guys have sex?
Yeah.
And it pretty regular sex?
Yeah, there's absolutely, like, nothing that's not normal besides this.
Wow. You think he has some kind of brain tumor or something?
I don't know, but...
you don't think he's saying to you, I want sex, when he pulls his penis out and does this?
Honestly, I don't think so.
And he'll do it sitting right next to you while you're watching TV?
Yeah, on the couch.
And won't let you engage in any activity?
Like, at first, I, like, tried it, and he just, like, kind of, like, turned over.
Yeah, but here's the problem. If you really want him to stop, you can't laugh while you're saying it.
Like, what do you mean? Huh?
Oh, man. Hey, Allison?
Yeah.
Maybe he just thinks you're so thick you're not going to notice. You know what I mean? He may look at you as like a cigar store Indian or something.
Maybe he's got a buddy across town doing the same thing, and they're comparing notes the next day, too.
Right. Okay.
Hey, Allison, listen.
Huh.
If you want him to stop, you're going to have to tell him to stop.
Firmly.
And try
and
not...
Or leave or ask him to leave if he doesn't stop.
Try not to work full in before stop.
Full
just
on.
Full on. I mean, just say stop.
And don't giggle.
I'm not giggling, but I'm telling you that, like, I've told him before that I'm like, that I don't like that.
Yeah, but you're laughing. And let me give you some lessons. All right?
Okay.
All right. Let's fast forward. I was going to say pretend I'm masturbating, but just to fast forward 2 hours, and let's say I am masturbating.
You will be.
12:34? Yeah. Full on. And I'm masturbating. You want me to stop? You ready? Here we go. Oh, man, this feels good. Oh, do I love myself. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, giggle, giggle, man.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this makes me uncomfortable. Stop.
Okay. Now, try not to say it like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah.
And laugh at the same time.
This makes me uncomfortable. Please. Please.
Yeah. Before, I'm like, you know, I don't like it when you do this. And he's like, oh, okay.
All right. Well, kick him out next time. Consequences.
Yeah. Call the police.
Oh, please.
Come on.
Don't call the police, you idiot.
If you won't leave, we'll kick him out and do this. Listen.
Listen, here, let me tell you something. Everyone's calling the police for everything, and meanwhile, I'm getting raped in my basement by gang members because the cops are rolling on the whack calls.
The point I'm trying to make, though, is that she needs to be prepared.
What is the number on the
do
whack
do whatever's
call?
Required to get him.
415
in
staggering.
Progress. Yeah.
How do they call that? What's the number on it?
Oh, my God.
I got a 39 in progress here.
Ryan?
Yeah?
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah, I just had a question for the boss, Tone. I saw you guys at Jamboree last Saturday.
Mm, okay.
Is that kid's store?
Chicago.
Oh, that's Jamboree. That's something else. Yeah.
That's in Chicago.
We were doing an in-store appearance at Jamboree.
They may have been opening a new one. I don't know. Things have been slow. The record just came out.
I thought he said the Clamboree. Or something that I go to every year in South Boston.
All right, Ryan.
So what did you think of the Jamboree?
I thought it was great.
Great. Thanks, man.
When are you guys coming back to Chicago?
I don't know. We got those tour dates.
Is there anything for Chicago on
Warped Tour?
Yeah.
Far.
Let's see. Let's see. They're going to be in Henderson, Nevada. That's that's just a stone's throw. I mean, you couldn't get out there if you planned it?
Where the hell's Henderson?
It's in Nevada. Cleveland, Minneapolis, Bryan, Salt Lake City, Missouri County, Boise.
We're playing Henderson again. We're really hammering that market.
Yeah, Henderson. Yeah.
Have you played Henderson?
Car Country Boulevard. Oh, yeah. They're opening another dealership. What the hell?
Come on down. We're giving them away.
Flashing prices.
I don't see anything. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you guys. Oh, yeah. Well, that was a week ago. I see.
It's a Gymboree.
I see. Yes, it's a Gymboree. It's just a Deerfield Mall out there, right?
I just want to say, Ryan.
Yeah.
We'll be there soon.
We'll
man.
Be there.
All
right.
Yeah.
They're coming for you, Ryan.
All right.
All right. You just saw him last week, though, right?
Yeah, we played right. On the
give him a rest. That's all.
Played a couple weeks before that too in Chicago, didn't we?
Yeah, with the Metro over there.
Yeah. The Jamboree is a Q101.
That's right.
Gig, our fabulous affiliate over there.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's quite a sort of interesting array of.
Look at the number. Look at the days.
I mean, the
one
schedule.
After another.
Let's see. It's it's Paris, Stratford, yeah. Brussels, Bremen, Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Fresno, Chula Vista. Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Bizarre. The Kildickey tour.
Missoula.
Yeah, very eclectic.
It's like, wow.
Let me give you. This is what Missoula is going to be. Hello, Missoula.
Yeah.
What's Boston?
Yeah. Hey, Dickie, what are you doing? You rest?
How are you? Adam, can't do the show.
You're not gonna F up your throat, are you?
By Missoula, sure. This is like one after another.
Yeah.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9.
Come on, we're going on 8 years of this now, though, you know?
Yeah.
You reach a level where...
And I started the ball game with an effed up throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but man, it just seems like such a grind. Jill?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, unfortunately, I've been having my period for like weeks now, it seems like. And yeah. It normally doesn't last.
You sure you weren't just stabbed in the side?
Yeah, real funny. No.
Okay.
Seriously, I usually only have my period 8 to 10 days, and I'm only 12.
That's long.
That's long right there.
8 to 10 days.
It's an inherited thing. My mom's is really long, too. I get migraines. I get sick to my stomach. It's a whole big family thing, but this is lasting really, really
long.
Have
you been checked to see if you have polycystic ovarian disease?
Yeah, and my mom took me to OBGYN.
Right.
And I go regularly because of my past history.
Of? Past history of?
I started my period really, really early.
How old?
I was in like fifth grade.
And your mom is this way and her mother's this way?
Yeah.
Yeah. It, later on, if you have a daughter, you have to kill her.
Yeah, I should.
They're right there in the hospital. It's just the humane thing to do. 10-day period.
It's like the worst I've ever experienced in my life.
You don't have polycystic ovarian disease, is that?
No, I don't. They test me for it, I think, once a year. When I go twice a year, and they test me for it once a year just to see if anything pops up.
How do they test you? Ultrasound?
They do all sorts of tests. They do...
Ultrasound?
What?
Ultrasound?
Well, they've done ultrasound. They sometimes do x-rays just to see if something pops up. And then they do, obviously, the pap smear and stuff like that.
So they think you might have that.
They think it's a possibility in the future, but they haven't found it.
Okay.
Check for it every single
time. All right. So if you have very irregular periods, you have very irregular periods, and you're having one of those episodes now. You don't have thyroid problems?
No, I have no thyroid. And they check for that, too.
You're not, not a medication?
If you have very irregular periods for long enough, doesn't that become regular, irregular periods?
Routine,
you know what I mean? I mean, when you're counting on something being irregular,
yeah.
Does it eventually become regular?
Are you on any medication?
No.
Why don't you go on the pill?
Well, that's what I was about to ask you. Somebody told me, my best friend offered me her birth control pill.
No.
Well, I'm going to take it because you don't mix medication with somebody else's. But anyway, she told me that birth control pills, after you take them for a couple of months, it really helps your period.
A lot.
Yeah, I know. And I asked my mom, and she doesn't have a problem with it. The only thing she's worried about is it might screw up my cycle even more.
No, it takes care of it.
Hey, how come you got to hear this from Drew? I mean, all these tests, it's a battery of tests.
Yeah.
Quiet down.
Retentive.
Would you shut up, Jill? Jesus Christ, I get your three syllables into an insult, and you're jumping right in.
I want to hear what you said, though.
Well, I want to know why the doctors aren't telling you to do this. Oh, now she's... Well, listen, if I bled for 10 days straight, I guess I'd be irritable, too.
Jill?
I don't even know if her parents were still married.
Jill?
What?
Why didn't your doctors talk to you about being on the pill? Or did they?
Well, they told me the pros and cons without my mom in the room. And I was a little uneasy about it.
Well, they recommended it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, well, get on the pill, okay?
Well, what, before I go, or do you recommend any sort of brand?
The uniphasic ones tend to be a little better in this kind of situation.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Can I ask my question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Jill, are your parents still married?
No.
No.
Why? What was Elba?
Dan, save it then.
Yeah, what kind of hell the father was in?
Sounds like
that. Yeah, yeah.
He married,
my own personal thing, I just need to know.
He married Carrie.
10 days.
Hey, Drew.
Huh?
Did Jill sound extraordinarily pissed off? I mean...
She sounded smart.
No, but here's the thing that was...
You know what I think?
Yeah.
You know what I think? I think she isn't sexually active, and that's why she's so uncomfortable with being on the pill, it sounded like to me.
I understand, but it's like if your doctor tells you, hey, you have this bona fide condition, you're going to the doctor all the time, you're getting pap smears and ultrasounds and all this kind of stuff, and then pulls you aside and says, hey, here's what's going to clear it up. And, no, wait a minute. I want to discuss for a second, because Jill sounded, like, really angry at her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, he told me while my mom wasn't in the room,
yeah,
but then
yeah,
I wasn't going to this or that. And she was, like, really pent up and really pissed off,
yeah,
and anxious. And, hey, Jill, just take the goddamn pill.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares what your mom thinks? And you're taking it not because you're sexually active, but to help this condition out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And, picture the mom.
Drop the attitude
and
just a little bit.
Oh. And Jill.
Oh, well.
Mm.
All right. Hey, Drew, is there psychology have anything to do with the period? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you have an angry vagina?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I've come across a few.
It was interesting, though.
Spiteful.
Is the people that go to doctors, you work it all out, you figure out what's going on, they're like, well, I'm not like a man talking me into anything. They're just taking advantage of me. I think, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. But see, listen, this is your problem, and I know we're running late for breakthrough, but this is why I finally yanked the phone from your hand at the when we were in the back of the limo. Where were we?
On the airport.
Huh? On the way to the airport. Drew, you know, he deals with these old codgers, you know, they're all these patients of these 85-year-old Jews who just to call and talk his ear off constantly, you know. And maybe I was on a couple hours sleep, maybe I had a couple beers in me. I don't know what kind of mood I was in, but I was done listening to Drew's secondhand conversations with his old fart patients. We're in the back of a limo, and he's on his cell phone. He's like, Mrs. Wittenberg, you're going to have to go to the hospital this weekend because it's important that you see a physician. No, not Monday, this weekend. Well, no, it can't be done over the phone. I'm telling you, you're going to have to, well, you're asking me, and I'm telling you, I have to go in to get a checkup. No, I can't do it from here. No, I can't. No, you have to. I finally got a phone. Listen, you old bat, you're going to the hospital. Why are you calling? What are you asking? If the guy you're calling and asking, and he's telling you to go do
it. Who is this? Put Drew back on the phone.
I'm not lying either.
You're not a nice man.
I yelled and threw the phone right back. I mean, yelled it through for not hanging up on her. But listen, here's how I would do it. If I'm wasting my time looking up someone's vagina, wait a minute. If I'm wasting my time with some old fart in there and I'm explaining, I'm taking my time and my expertise, explaining to them how it's going to go, and they ain't listening, I'm yelling at them at that point. They're getting hit with a handful of birth control on the way out in the back of the head like buckshot.
Were you laughing, Drew, when you did that?
He liked it. He was glad. He felt empowered. For the first time in his life, he felt like a man. All right, we'll take a break. The Boston's are here. We'll be back.
Loveline,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
And now, Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies with a lullaby.
Crumple, crumple, little car, when you crash, it's au revoir.
If on dumb luck you rely, through the windshield they will fly.
Keep your children off the streets, put your kids in safety seats.
Crumple, crumple, little car, don't be dummies like we are.
Actually, Vince, I'm kind of sleepy now.
Okay, Larry, just crash anywhere.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids' safety belts. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool. Join the crowd. Have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go. She's no fun.
Make the right choice. Don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, if it's Friday night and you ain't got nobody,
you're a loser!
Well, I'd be a loser. If it's Friday night or any other night, come on down to Brothers in the Warehouse District in downtown Minneapolis. Because our motto is, even if you are a loser, we'll serve you. Here's the fact. Brothers is the busiest, the best, and the hottest bar the Warehouse District has ever seen. With 42 taps, 250 frosted cocktails, 24 different appetizers, a dance floor, every bar game imaginable, and a sound system that will rock your world. Better yet, Brothers has the best and the most outrageous special that downtown Minneapolis has ever seen. If it's your birthday, get a free Brothers mug with unlimited tap beer or soda all night. If it's happy hour, everything's two for one, and we mean everything, even on event nights. You won't find some hefty cover at the door, and you won't find some cheap ball club. Find out why Brothers rules. 7 nights a week, hands down. Brothers. Always the best specials, always the most fun. Guaranteed. 430 First Avenue North in the Warehouse District.
In a huge field, somewhere in the hometown of Rolling Rock Beer in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, a truly unique gathering of music. The Rolling Rock Sound Fair, Saturday, August 5th. Starring the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Filter. Moby. Fuel. Our Lady Peace. And Marcy Playground. Your spiritual pilgrimage to Latrobe, Pennsylvania. The Rolling Rock Sound Fair. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and info, including discounted travel, go to RollingRockTownFair.com or call 1-877-9-LATROBE. That's 1-877-9-LATROBE. The concert event of the summer. Rolling Rock, a unique state of beer. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Presenting Louis Anderson with an important announcement for Green Mill Restaurants.
This is Louis Anderson, and I just want to say that starting today, Green Mill will no longer be serving pizza. Oh, settle down. I was just kidding. I'm a kidder, you know. Besides, who would win all the awards for best pizza if Green Mill stopped making it? They'd probably cancel the awards altogether. Then I wouldn't get to make this really great acceptance speech I've been working on. On behalf of Green Mill, I'd like to thank my mom, the members of the Pizza Academy, my pal in the kitchen who always puts extra olives on for me, my wonderful sister for always letting me have the biggest slice, and oh, Wisconsin for all the great cheese.
Visit Green Mill for award-winning pizza performances daily. Sure to please even the toughest critic.
The person who invented pizza in the first place, and those cute little mushrooms and tomatoes. Boy, I'm getting hungry.
Green Mill. Everybody loves Green Mill.
Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park are making life easier for those of you who want to drive a new Volkswagen. For example, there's something about that Passat GLS Turbo that speaks right to the core of who you are. That's great. So you start looking, then you find too many different deals in too many different dealerships. And that's where Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park come in. They have the same great incentives at the same time, like that Passat, or how about that Cabrio, or Jetta 5-speed, all with financing as low as 1.9%. And you'll find the Jetta GL nicely equipped starting as low as $17,225. It's simple. If you live in the south, head for Burnsville Volkswagen on Highway 35W and Cliff Road. And if you're further north, go to Westside Volkswagen on Highway 100 and Cedar Lake Road in St. Louis Park. You'll find both dealerships easier to work with and able to put you in the Volkswagen you want. Drivers wanted at Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline.
If you want him.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dickie Barrett and Joe Gittleman are both here from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Pay attention to the name of the CD. I command everyone within the sound of my voice to go out and get it. The Boss Tones CD never disappoints.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really do. I really do believe that. I want to hear. I want to mention. I forgot the Man Show was on tonight. I want to get that plug in.
Is that okay with you, Drew?
Is it one we've seen before?
Is that okay? He plugs that.
Yeah.
He sit down the videotape that we were supposed to. We're mandated to see it.
What do we got? What skits we got tonight?
It's about 10 minutes on Plugola.
We got a couple more.
Are you on the crapper? You on the toilet?
We got a couple more to watch tonight.
Trampoline.
Drew's jealous because I'm going places. And, he's going to Boston to see if he can get his old job back in college. All right.
Jealous or embarrassed?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, comments. Yeah. And pride. I think somehow his pride worked in there.
I think it
is. Strange.
All right, let's listen to the new single from Pay Attention. Cued up there, Anderson. This one's called So Sad to Say. Boss Tones. Pay attention. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Lightning has struck twice. Drew, don't bounce in the mic. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Boss Tones after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Summer. Just hearing the word makes you want to jump up and dash for a party. Well, here's some news that ought to satisfy that urge. It's time to bust into summer with Monty's Summer Jam 2000 Outdoors. Clear your calendar for the first weekend in June and meet your friends at Monty's, a half mile south of Northtown on University, for two nights of live music and partying. Monty's Summer Jam 2000 starts Friday afternoon at 4 with the band City Nights and Haskells, and then it's GB Layton. Saturday, June 3rd, it gets even louder with Novocaine Song and the official band for the 2000 X Games, Sons of Poseidon. And to bring the party home Saturday night, it's none other than Slave Raider. Monty's Summer Jam 2000 is a go, rain or shine. And tickets are $8 in advance, 10 the day of, and two-day passes are available for $15 through Ticketmaster or Monty's. And so no one goes thirsty, Monty's will have six bars serving outside. Of course, make sure you head inside and check out their extensive remodeling. Monty's Summer Jam 2000 Outdoors, June 2nd and 3rd. Call for
for info, 612-784-2230. That's
784-2230. Eric the Fight Man!
Celebrate this big summer holiday with your kind of fireworks.
Eric the Bike Man.
A scorching 5-day sale.
Eric the Bike Man.
More than hot, it's a scorching 5-day sale.
Eric the Bike Man.
Every big time bike brand, the hottest cycling gear, now at sale prices. Starting Thursday, ending Monday, at every Eric's bike shop.
Eric the Bike Man.
The scorching 5-day sale, Thursday through Monday.
Eric the Bike Man.
He pedals good.
Call 869-BIKE.
I got cool bikes, hot prices.
What does it mean to be cup crazy?
Home, up behind the net. Backhands it to the crease. Safe. Rebound score. Dallas wins. Mike Modano.
You got to really sacrifice physically and emotionally for 2 months to keep playing and just kind of live to see another day. And that one gleaming moment of being on top of the world, I think that's what we all strive to do.
Follow the Stanley Cup playoffs every night on ESPN and ESPN2, and every weekend on ABC.
To make this commercial more believable, I'm joined today by several real, I stress real, Geico Auto Insurance customers. Warren Foster, Karen Ellis, and Robin Kaspar. I wish we had time to talk, but this is a 30-second radio commercial. So, people, if you saved money with Geico, just nod your heads. And they're nodding. You could join the millions who nod, too. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
I'm Doug Spence, and when you visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington, we'll show you the hows and whys of diamonds. At Spence Diamonds, you'll learn about diamonds from the jeweler's perspective. Once you see what jewelers see, you'll be better equipped to make a smart buying decision. At Spence Diamonds, we carefully walk you through the diamond grading process using jeweler's instruments that allow you to see precision diamond cutting, minute inclusions, and other features that affect a diamond's value. At Spence Diamonds, it's an interactive experience. It doesn't take long, and the more involved you get, the more fascinating diamonds become. In minutes, you'll understand why almost nothing on earth is as valuable as a diamond. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, visit Spence Diamonds and see diamond value the way we see it.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Did you know that today you can join the Army for as little as 2 years? You heard right, 2 years. Qualify and you can take advantage of paid Army training and a great benefit package. And you'll still be eligible for Army benefits, such as money for college, 30 days paid vacation, and more. Not bad for just 2 years' work, but you have to make the first move. So call 1-800-USA-ARMY today. Be all you can be. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Are you hurting? Is an abusive relationship, fear, or depression ruining your life? If you feel you have no one to talk to and need help, call Lovelines Crisis Center. Lovelines is a counseling and referral center that has trained phone counselors who are waiting to listen and to help. They are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 612-379-1199. That's Lovelines at 612-379-1199. Help is just a phone call away.
Alternative classics are always just a click, click, click away at zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists.
You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer.
It's all happening at zone105.com.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Joe Gittleman and Dickie Barrett are both here from the mighty, mighty mighty Boss Tones. You can see them tomorrow night at the Roxy here in L.A. And
come down, line up. There will be some tickets available for free. You know, this is free. Did we mention this is free? That's the crazy thing about it.
The entire concert is free?
The entire concert is free.
Yay!
We won't get paid, Joe. We won't get paid. The tickets were free.
And you didn't tell me that before we left.
So there will be tickets available for free tomorrow.
And
whose idea was that?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
This is for this comes out of my pocket.
Everything was free but the airline tickets to come out here. So.
And you guys, in order to get these free tickets, you got to hit the Roxy box office sometime early tomorrow?
Yeah, early, before 8 o'clock doors, I think.
We haven't worked it all out.
Yeah, we
didn't. There's
some
bugs in this.
The point is,
we've never given anything away before.
The Boss Tones for free tomorrow.
We know how to sell stuff really well.
And then when you get home, if you want to watch them for free again, you can turn on Leno. And check them out for free on the Tonight Show. All right. And listen tonight. They'll be sitting here for free. Lisa?
Yeah.
You're 25.
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. Well, I think the screener misunderstood my question a little. What I wanted to know is, it seems like wherever I live, my neighbors have really loud, noisy sex. And it is a little annoying, but that's not totally my question. It's more that...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. I wonder if it's how normal that is and how much it's just sort of acting like they've seen too many porn movies, because I don't feel like, I don't know, I just don't feel like that's normal, and wanted to kind of get some guys' opinions about that.
Well, if it happens to you everywhere you go, then something's up with you, I'd say.
Really?
How can she have anything to do with that?
No, she's just ultra-sensitive.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I mean, we don't notice.
Well, no, it's just like, well, first of all, I don't sleep, I sleep real late at night, and so...
You go to bed early.
Oh.
Go to bed late.
Is that what you're saying? You go to bed late.
And I go to bed late.
You go to bed late. Like what time?
Oh, God. Any time between 1 and 3.
Uh-huh. And you're living in apartments, right?
Apartments.
Motel. Cheap motel. That's the problem. It's mostly like hourly motel.
Around like college kids, that sort of thing?
That's what it is. I mean.
Just, you know, especially since I've graduated.
And how are you doing with sex?
Right now, not much, but...
Surprise. And how's it been in the past?
Quiet.
But not that loud.
Not that loud. All right. And when's your last relationship?
Oh, gosh. It was actually like a year and a half ago.
Today's Wednesday.
Let's see. The 23rd was Monday. 4 years.
No.
All right. So it's been a year and a half since you've been with a man.
Uh-huh.
So that's a pretty good haul for a 25-year-old gal these days.
Yeah. I'm a little too picky.
Yeah. You see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah, yeah. How many times has this actually happened?
In 3 places that I've lived.
And you've been 3 different people each time? It's not as a...
My main question is not so much that it has happened, because I think that's just coincidental.
Okay, yeah.
More that I guess I want to know more of like a guy's opinion on whether that is something that guys like or if that's normal or
the vocalization.
Yeah, just really being so loud. It doesn't seem natural to me. And I guess my question is it? Is there something wrong with me for being quieter?
I don't find it a distraction unless it's you're getting it on in the bathroom of an airplane or something, and then it gets a little weird.
Is it a distraction or is it desirable?
I like it, but I love it when they fake that ecstasy that way. I think it's wonderful.
That's my problem with it.
You think it's phony?
Yes.
Yeah,
I know I'm not that good.
Yeah, but she Drew, knock it off. I'm trying to talk. Yeah, but some women are a little bit crazy vocalized, like chimpanzees, you know. And that's fine if you're out in the middle of the desert camping or something. But when you're in a small hotel or you're in an apartment with people above you and below you kind of thing, it's a little distracting because if you can hear the guy's TV coming through the wall, you sure as hell can hear her yelling daddy, you know, at the top of her lungs.
Well, so like from Drew, I guess from more of a doctor perspective, do you think that is just per person, or do you think it's a little bit like it just always comes across as acting to me?
Yeah. No, I think that people who don't do that have difficulty understanding where that comes from.
Right.
And the people that do it rather spontaneously and don't seem to have much control over it.
Hey, Lisa?
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to the real problem.
Yeah.
A year and a half since a man has visited you?
Huh?
Why, a year and a half since you've had sex?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years?
No, about a year and a half.
Uh-huh. And what's up with the layoff? What's the layoff?
The layoff is... probably just can't really, probably takes a lot of analyzation, but I'm real picky with guys. I just find that I don't like to sleep around, and I like to be in a committed relationship, and I haven't found one, so.
Yeah, all right. You a little uptight about sex, would you say?
Not once I'm in a relationship, no.
For that, yes. All right,
now.
The new millennium, what everyone's got to be out there just humping away.
Yeah,
I'm just getting a little uptight vibe thing going from Lisa, and I got to say I'm not surprised it's been a year and a half.
Not a bad thing, and she just sounds uptight as compared to who we normally talk to here.
Yeah, prostitutes usually come into the show and porn stars.
I'm definitely not like a lot of the other callers.
All right, there, Lisa.
You're fine.
Well, you're 25.
Yeah. But Lisa, you're 25. Imagine it. Wait till you're 55.
Oh, I'll be pretty upset if I'm find someone by then.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean your attitude.
You're
going to go next door and, like, turn the hose on me. You kids and you're humping.
I'm not annoyed by the name.
You're confounded humping. And all your vocalization. All right, Lisa.
And your fast cars.
Yeah.
Zipping up and down the road.
And your fancy hairdos.
With the multicolored hair and the na-na-na music.
Your $50 shoes.
And the humping all the time. I can't sleep.
Hey, Lisa, you got to get a noisemaker. That's what I got.
What's that?
It's a thing that makes noise.
Oh.
No, here's what I'm saying.
It's got the iPhone, the earbuds.
That's right. Now I got the thing that makes the sound of the ocean.
Oh, no. You've got the lovey eye shades.
I got that.
Jacob's Island.
Big padded one.
Got big with the fur on the outside.
Yeah.
He's got the earplugs.
He's got the earplugs and about a pound of cotton.
Got the big fluffy slippers.
And I now have the sound maker, which is Lisa.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Go down to one of these places. You get the
sharper
thing.
Image. We'll be there. We're going to be there tomorrow.
Hair in curlers.
That's right, and I put my green mud pack on my face. That ever happened to all those good cold cream jokes from the 70s? That's something I'd like to see. I've, I sit here on the show and wax on about stuff that's missing from television.
No, Vanishing Cream.
Vanishing Cream was good, too, but that was a cartoon thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We were talking a couple weeks ago about what happened to Quicksand. You know, every third guy used to fall into some quicksand.
Yeah.
I told Drew when I was 9, I thought there was a 50-50 chance I would be taken by quicksand before my 30th birthday. And that was a conservative estimate. The quicksand killed like 1 out of 3 people
in the world. You'd be in the woods and you'd see a mud puddle and think, I could be quicksand.
That's right. It's gone now. But here's what used to be the old 60s, 70s sitcom gag, too, was... Woman with the big cold cream thing. So she had like the raccoon eyes, you know, and the cold cream all over the face, the curlers, husband comes home drunk. Like she hears some noises. What? She thinks there's a prowler. She turns the corner to the door. He turns the corner to the door. They both scream because she looks like a monster with the cold cream and the curlers.
Mrs. Crabtree. Yeah.
Mrs. Kravitz. Yeah, the neighbor.
Oh, I'm thinking of Beaver's teacher.
Gladys, get away from the window.
No. What is his name, Abner?
Yeah.
Abner!
Gladys, get away from the window. That Stevens woman is possessed! Get away from the window!
Huh?
Hello?
Robert?
Yeah.
What's wrong? 21. What's up?
Yeah, I'm 21. I'm dating a 16-year-old, and I'm having some issues with the age difference.
So are we.
Yeah.
Speak
for yourself. I'm out of this one.
Well, my problem is that... At first, I thought she was mature for her age. She's taking second year calculus, so on and so forth. Really intelligent.
Well, she's good at math. I mean, that's fair game. Yeah.
Yeah, mature for her age doesn't mean anything to me. That means you haven't been able to get a date your own age.
That's usually what it means.
That's what that means.
Well, I've been dating women older than me for the past like 3 years. And this is, an anomaly for me.
Where'd you meet her?
Actually, a coffee house I go to.
And what are you into? Dungeons and Dragons? Huh?
No.
A little bit?
No.
You've dabbled.
I used to role play about...
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
5-8 years ago.
Mm. There you go. Yeah, I got that vibe.
Now it's coffee and Kierkegaard.
And what do you do for a living? Something with computers?
Actually, I do some computer stuff. I work at a gas station. I work at a movie theater. I put in about 100 hours a week.
Yeah, at a movie theater.
100 hours a week?
Yeah.
What, Jerome, I think there's only 80 hours in a week. How many hours are there in a week?
That many in a week. Somebody do the math for us.
Wait a minute. Yeah, listen. You know, this always drives me nuts when people go, they work 100 hours a week, because it's damn near impossible. And if you have one job, like when you're doing your residency, Drew, and you could sleep in a broom closet standing up and still not punch out, you could get 100 hours a week. But just if each job is 15 minutes apart, you can't get 100 hours a week in if you have three or four jobs like that, can you?
Well, if you knock of those, you know, 158 hours a week?
Well, listen, 15 hours a day is 105, right? 7 days a week,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
I'm trying to write this down.
Yeah. So it'd be more than 14 hours, right? It'd be like 14 and a half hours a day, 7 days a week. No days off ever. And if you did take one day off, then you'd have to work like 17 and a half, you have to work 18 hours a day, 6 days a week. I think that's kind of impossible, isn't it?
And hit the coffee shop and meet the young broads?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when do you have time to cruise for underage prune?
He's
drinking a lot of coffee, though. That's keeping him up for 100 hours.
That's true.
Doing 100 hours a week is because we're down to two people working at my store.
All right. All right. Robert, you sound like a decent enough guy, but 16's too young. It just is.
Well, she's trying to tell me that, I turned 17 in like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
bad about it.
Good. That's good. That's a good sign.
You have a conscience. That's right.
You got to break things. Are you having sex with her?
That's a yes.
No. It's...
Where'd you find the time, man?
Are you having sex?
It's being pushed. The issue's being pushed, and I'm trying to avoid it.
Yeah. Did you see me shaking my head no when I asked? It's the dungeon.
Before you ask sex with her, dude, get another job. Yeah. Some more part-time work.
All right. Break up, please. And give her a retainer back and call it off. That's it. It's over. Carrie?
Hi.
Hey, you're 23. What's up?
How's my service? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm calling because my boyfriend had surgery, and he had a catheter put in him.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to wait, 3 weeks or something to have surgery, but, you know, you guys never wait. So 4 days later, we had sex, and he shot this, enormous wad, and I was wondering if that was normal.
What was the surgery?
It was so rusty, she needed a tetanus shot.
That's good times.
What was the surgery?
It was...
It mattered like a bullet.
Hello?
What was the surgery?
Right there.
It was on his neck. It was spinal surgery.
I see. Just basic neck surgery, elective neck surgery.
What was the surgery?
I'm going to go and get myself some neck surgery, maybe over the long run.
Did you have a laminectomy?
A what?
Laminectomy?
No.
What did he have done?
Did he have a neckolectomy?
I don't know what that is. I don't think so, because I never heard him say that before.
Did he have a narcoleptomy?
He has narcolepsy.
Okay, you guys are...
All right, well, listen, Terry, you don't know what your boyfriend had a pretty major surgery. You don't know what it was for?
Well, I know it was for his spine. I know it was for his neck, but he goes into detail. It's something about the discs and...
All right, that's a laminectomy. All right, and so he then was supposed to not have sex?
Because they took bone out of his hip.
I see. And that was supposed to wait 3 weeks?
Yeah, it was 3 weeks or something like
that. And he waited 4 days instead?
Right.
And he pulled the catheter out himself?
Oh, no. He had the catheter removed the next day after surgery.
So how many days had it been since you guys were together?
Oh, the day before he went into surgery.
Okay. I don't think...
3 weeks.
I don't know why that would happen. That's not a typical thing.
It's not? Is that weird, though?
No, but it's just not a typical thing.
Well, Drew, how does that work? She said he had a catheter. Assumed he had one for a while, but he had it taken out
a day.
The next day.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that factors in.
It doesn't.
But then why would they tell him not to have sex for 3 weeks? Just say himself?
He had bone removed from his hip and grafted to his neck.
That's what I love about guys. And you know, the beauty is, the doc told him... 3 weeks off sex, take a week off work. Well, he was back on top of his old lady in 4 days, but he's still home from work. You know, he's called in. Yeah, I know it's been 11 months. The hip's still bad. I'm still using a cane. I'm in quite a bit of pain.
Getting tons of play, though.
Yeah, and guys, really, that's all you need to know about guys. You tell a woman 3 weeks off the vagina, and that's it.
Maybe a month.
Yeah, they'll go, you know what?
He's shutting down.
He said 3 weeks, but I think he meant a month. Yeah, let's just round up to a month. Guy in 3 days.
Extra time's not going to hurt.
Yeah, 3 weeks sounds like 3 days. That's what I love. John?
Yeah?
You're 24.
I am indeed.
You think a woman has ever soaked off a forearm cast? You know what I mean? Remember when they used to be plaster?
Yeah.
How many guys? That's like one out of every three guys who got a plaster cast soaked it off prematurely and went out riding or did whatever they had, played football, whatever they had. No woman has ever soaked a cast off.
Whatever you need the arm for.
That's right. John?
Free it.
All right. Basically, I have good sex with my fiance. We're getting married in about a month and a half. And
thanks for calling. So nice to hear from you.
Really breath of fresh air, John. Thank you. All right.
Great.
No, but the problem is...
Oh, okay.
I know. I'm sorry. When IMAX, she says she can feel it inside, and she says there's like a chemical chain, something. She says it doesn't burn, but she says it feels different and weird. So she talked to her doctor about it. The doctor's like, maybe it's just body chemistry. But I'm sort of like, okay, it makes her uncomfortable, so where does that leave me? What's going on?
I see.
Leaves you dirtying the sheets if you're going to be.
Yeah, it sounds sort of almost behavioral, psychological with her. That she
It does?
It doesn't burn, doesn't hurt, it just feels weird.
Yeah, weird chemical.
No, so she says it does burn. It feels uncomfortable.
And it burns on the outside as well as on the inside?
It's inside.
Burns.
After I've ejaculated, so it's not when we're having sex or anything like that.
And she had a careful pelvic exam, that sort of thing.
I presume she has, yeah, but I haven't talked to her doctor about it, obviously.
Yeah, we do get this call once in a while, and once in a while, couples don't match up that way.
Chemistry, yeah.
How about his diet?
Yeah,
heavy, acidic, I don't know, orange juice, Drew, what do you think?
Eat a lot of mangoes?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Not
zinc?
Like,
too much zinc.
Not like it affect much. And
No problems if we use a condom.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course.
I wonder if she's allergic.
I wonder why.
Keeping your chemicals to yourself there, right?
Can you pull out and have a little hazmat spill on the belly? Aliens.
Hazmat.
We have children or something. She's going to be like, this is not pleasurable.
In my eye!
And then the kid's going to come out on fire.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure with the goal of getting pregnant, she'll be able to sort of get through this.
She can bear that. I don't know. Talk to the doctor, see what's up. But
there's nothing specific comes to mind for me.
True. What if they diluted it? What about after the orgasm, he put a shot of seltzer in her?
Yeah, one
of those good bottles. You know, yeah, the old seltzer bottles with the dispenser on them.
It kind of just squirt down the pants.
Yeah.
Old.
Yeah, that's something.
Comedy seltzer. What happened to the seltzer?
Missing that from TV, too. Not necessarily 60s, 70s, but just in general, the seltzer bottle is something that's missing. Yeah. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little bitty break. We got the Boston's here tonight. We'll be right back after this.
Yo, Loveline, I'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Is getting a blemish really such a crisis? Yes, it is. But now, with new Biore Blemish Bomb, there's nothing to worry about. Biore Blemish Bomb is an overnight acne treatment. We're talking visible results by morning. The blemishes just aren't a big deal anymore. Biore Blemish Bomb forms a tiny gel patch to give you continuous treatment all night. You wake up to clearer, healthier-looking skin that's not dried out. There's also new Biore Blemish Fighting Cleanser to help prevent blemishes every day. So say goodnight to that blemish. Biore. Clean. Honest.
I'm talking to a real-life Geico Auto Insurance customer, Jackie Gelman. Jackie, you filed a claim with Geico. How fast was it handled?
It was fast.
As fast as a cheetah chasing a frightened antelope on the African plains, Jackie?
Well, it was fast.
Voila! Claims handled as fast as a cheetah at dinner time, give or take a few antelope. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Rick's Cabaret has now been late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Rick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Rick's Cabaret offers the most beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. And at Rick's Cabaret, you'll appreciate all of this in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. Plus, there's never a cover before 5 p.m., but really any time is the right time to enjoy life's finest pleasures, even lunch. Rick's Cabaret serves their incredible lunch buffet from 11 to 2, featuring prime rib on Wednesdays. After you've satiated your appetite, sit back and enjoy one of their fine cigars. On Mondays, don't miss their amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd, and open late for your adult entertainment pleasure. For a virtual experience, check out their website at ricks.com.
My dad always said, Hank, you can't get irritated with a rooster because it gets up early and crows. Well, Dad was so right. And he used to say, Hank, it's true, too many chefs spoil the broth, but at least everyone's to blame. Had to think about that one, but yeah. And then there was his favorite, Hank, there's no free lunch.
I found out Dad was wrong there.
Come to Arby's Sbarro, walk right up to the counter and say, there's no such thing as a free lunch, and we'll prove Hank's dad wrong. Buy any delish dish from Sbarro and a medium soft drink and get a certificate for a free lunch at Arby's. Cheese and baked ziti, spaghetti, and New York-style pizza. After you've enjoyed a scrumptious Sbarro's meal, you walk away with a certificate for a free lunch at Arby's. A regular-sized roast beef sandwich, medium french fries, and a medium soft drink. Oh, don't forget the password. Just say, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And let us prove you wrong.
Two of a good thing is better than one.
Why are you listening to this when you could drink a Pepsi and collect points, get a free CD with songs from different artists like they Phil, Phil Collins, Busta Rhymes, Hootie and the Blowfish, 160 songs so you can customize your own list. Hey! Everybody feel the joy of Pepsi nice and fizzy. You can listen to this stupid song or create your own CD.
Hey, 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 hey! Ho, ho, hey!
Yeah, that's right, guys. And just how to get you a custom CD from Pepsi. It's more fun than a polka party, you betcha. Why are you listening to this when you could be collecting many points to get a free CD with songs that you're selecting? Hey, everybody feel the joy of Pepsi nice and fizzy. You can listen to this stupid song or create your own CD.
Hey, 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 oh, ho, oh, hey, 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 oh.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Summer is coming. And soon, it will be hot. But right now, it's scorching. Yes, scorching. As in scorching car audio from Audio King. It's rocking the summertime, and that means it's time to load up your car with audio gear that's sweeter than a face full of watermelon. Soon enough, your car will be screaming and peeling up pavement like a 14-man construction crew. Yes, the scorching rock into summer event is going on now at Audio King. Right now, get lucky and win a brand new PT Cruiser featuring a complete Panasonic system. Marvel at a Kenwood in-CD player featuring the new mass technology for only $199.95 installed free. You save $130. Electrify with select Rockford Fosgate power amps, now just $59, save $40. Watch how your car makes those mirage-looking wavy lines because it's rocking so hard. Now that's scorching car audio. More cool stuff in one place than you've ever seen. Rock in the summer happens once a year. Don't miss it.
Where'd you get that?
Audio King. I'm Brian O.
I'm Mary Lucia Morningbones on 105.
Each day we create one of these promos that you're listening to right now in hopes that you'll listen to the Zone 105 morning show.
But actually making a promo each day is a lot like vomiting.
How so, Mary?
Well, sometimes it just comes naturally and it comes out and something, well, good and unexpected comes out.
Right.
And other times you have the equivalent of the creative dry heave where you just lay there clutching your stomach wishing you were dead and nothing comes.
And as we've learned many times from doing these promos, that if nothing comes naturally, don't creatively stick your finger down your own creative throat. Is that right?
Tune in tomorrow, though. It'll be good.
Yeah, we'll have your chance to hear the song of the day, a chance for you to win $105 in cash and a brand new Buell motorcycle, plus Just Answer the Question and David Letterman's Top 10.
Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Mornings on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
This is the Mango from the Saturday Night with the Life. And you did listen to the Love Line with the Adam Carolus and the Drew Man with the ass.
No! You can't have a man! No mango for you!
I guess that's because I brought up the mango. All right, it is the Love Line program now, the radio program. I'm Adam Carolla, it's Dr. Drew over there. Pay attention, it's the name of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones new CD. And really, here's I know I say this on occasion, but I really, really mean it this time. Here's the deal, kiddies. The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones are as good a friend of the show as any band ever was. And we really like these guys. And we want everyone we like to be tremendously successful so they can possibly help us one day when the wheels come off the wagon, which I'm feeling is right around the corner. So I would like all of you, and not only for me and Loveline and Humanity, but for you, because the Boss Tones put out a kick-ass CD each and every time, to go out and purchase the new Mighty Mighty Boss Tones CD. Do it for me, do it for you, do it for America, do it for Dickie, do it for his condo in Boston. Trying to finish. All right. We will, because I got In-N-Out Burger here that I got to eat, we will hear something else off of the new CD entitled Pay Attention. And this song is called Where You Come From.
It's not where you come from, that's only the going, and no, we're not going to find different.
Pay attention to new Boss Tones.
Another ripper. You know, they're all good songs.
I know they are.
16 good songs. Unless you're in Australia, then there's 18 from what I understand.
Really?
Yeah. How'd that work out? Well, we're trying to help Australia's economy. Somehow the Boss Tones are going to
fix everything. So that the imports won't be so readily. People won't want the import as much.
It seems like a sham to me.
Yeah.
Is that why you do a different import? Or
a lot for a lot of people it is, because by the time, I don't know, the record comes out, the American version has already flooded the marketplace, and then the, you know,
Does it come out at a different time in Australia?
No, but I don't know.
All right.
They're actually competing with American releases for some reason.
All right.
I can't straighten this out. And the answer to that is more songs from the Boston's.
Paul?
Yeah, hi.
You're 18. What's up?
Hey, I'm having a little problem. I have a few girlfriends. I feel really irritable when I don't have sex, you know, three times a day or two times a day. I was wondering if there's any kind of medication that I can take to deal with that.
Hmm.
I haven't been to see a doctor or anything, but...
There's a homeopathic medicine called Jack You Off.
I don't need that.
You apply it, apply it to your penis once, twice a day, take the edge off. They use it in prisons a lot.
Sob.
Yeah. Yeah, any lubricant will work. Yeah?
Butter.
Paul, I'm not sure to understand. How many girlfriends do you have right now?
Well, I technically only have one, but like three or four.
You're having sex with three or four women?
Yeah, like... I get really irritable if I don't have sex at least three times a day.
All right, if you're truly a sexual compulsive...
It's getting in the way of my school and everything. And
all right.
If there's any kind of medication...
No, no. If you're truly a sexual... No. If you're truly a sexual... Listen.
My girlfriend...
Hey, shut up, you retard, before I come over there and hump you. Jesus Christ. Let Drew talk, you jackass. Why you bother calling the show? Thank you. Go ahead, Drew.
If you're really a sexual compulsive, we'd expect to see a history of you having been sexually abused as a child. Is that there?
No.
Is there any addiction? Are you an addict?
Well, I don't know. I smoke pot and... No, I don't do anything.
Yell at him again.
Is there any addiction in your family? Alcoholism?
Yeah, alcoholism, yeah.
All right, so this could be part of that. Addicts, alcoholics sometimes get real compulsive about their sexuality. And if you want to do something about it, it's about going to SA. No magic pills for this. And I'm hoping he's not abusing steroids or something that can really...
All right. Listen, don't get any of these women pregnant. Go to SA. And also, if you get really busy in your life, don't you tend not to obsess about things? I mean, think you guys, and I know if he's a true compulsive or addict, that's something else. But think about times in your life when you've had some downtime. Think about women for a second, guys. You know what I'm talking about? You had a lot of time in your life to think about someone you were with or someone who you broke up with or someone you're getting together with. When you had a lot of downtime, you had a lot of time to think about them. And when you're running around and traveling around and taking care of business, you tended to think a little more about taking care of business than you did about that. And maybe it sounds too easy because it doesn't involve a pill or any therapy, but sort of get off your ass and get busy. And this is going to take some of it away.
A hobby.
Yeah. Is it, besides raping, is it like 85 degrees in here?
Yeah,
super hot?
Hard to breathe, even.
Yeah.
How come? I'm sorry.
Oh, and you cold in there? Honey, get a shawl. We got to kick the air on.
This poor guy in here. Really, there's no oxygen.
Really
hot.
It's
a little gamey, all right?
Yeah, really hot. I know. Ann gives us this, you're making it up. Look at Ann. Ann's like, oh, come on. Don't give us the old you're frying in the studio line again. Like, you're right. We're gaslighting you. It's freezing in here.
Inez?
Yeah.
You're 25.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm just wondering, I've got some questions about ecstasy and how it affects you physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Does it rock on? Next caller.
Oh.
Joe's right.
National Institute on Drug and Alcohol Abuse is going to come out with a big campaign in the summer that shows PET scans and people after using ecstasy, and it shows the damaging effects, which is really profoundly, profoundly damaging.
I've heard, like, off the internet, like, stuff, the information that I've downloaded. I was doing it a lot last summer, and I've kind of cooled off, but...
Well, you can expect memory problems, anxiety, and depression.
All right, Annette.
What kind of scans are those, Drew?
PET scans.
PET scans.
Yeah, look, check out the National Institute of Health, NIH.gov or .org.
How do you think it affects your relationships with other people?
Well, if you're depressed and irritable and having difficulty, sort of feeling overwhelmed all the time, it's difficult to engage in relationships.
I don't feel like that.
How do you feel?
Well, I don't really feel like anything, but I had a long relationship that ended once we started experimenting with rolling and stuff like that.
What's rolling?
I'm sorry?
You say rolling?
Yeah, you know, slang.
For what?
Take an X.
Take an X?
Yeah.
Is that called rolling?
Whole lifestyle, you know.
Yeah, it is a whole lifestyle.
Well, what, you, were you like swinging with other couples?
No.
Raving at them, you know, the whole...
Yeah, oh, I'm down.
The dancing.
I'm not. I didn't know what rolling was.
I don't know either, I'm just guessing.
Far.
You talking about that REO Speedwagon song?
Wait, what is rolling? What is rolling?
Rolling on the river?
Inez, what is it?
It's like, it's taking ecstasy, like how you, what you would say if you were tripping.
Oh, tripping, good. Oh, something's a word for my day, okay.
Yeah, because Dickie sold out. He lost his edge. I don't know if you heard.
What do people use slang for GHB these days? G?
What is GHB?
Okay.
Oh, Dickie, yeah, man. You are so high up on your ivory tower, man. You don't know what's going on anymore.
I know, really. I'm trying to touch down. Please. Right at that.
You can't even see the ground anymore.
GBH?
Oh,
on karate.
GHB, gamma hydroxybutanate or something. What is that, Drew?
That's it.
How do you say it, though? I screwed that up.
Gamma.
And it's a drug.
Gamma?
Hydroxybutyrate.
There you go. Wait a minute. Did we talk to this Chi or something? Didn't we talk to someone that had this name before?
Chi? Chi?
Hi.
Chi.
Hi, Chi.
Hi.
You're 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did we talk to you? A couple of weeks ago?
No.
Did we ever talk to you before? Never.
No.
Wow, someone else with that same name called in, though, right, Drew? A few weeks back? Thank you, Drew. It's good radio when I talk to you.
It's good to talk when I'm talking to Dickie.
Sorry for breaking up your little loving over there. Anyway, what's your problem, Chai?
Well, I sleep around a lot, and I was just, like, I don't like how they treat me afterwards, you know, but, like, yeah. I know I don't, like, stop doing it or anything.
Well, $50 is $50. I mean. Yeah, how many guys you been with?
Well, six.
What is it you're looking for in these guys?
I don't know.
Why do you do it then?
Six in what period of time?
3 months, that's about.
Yeah, that's pretty good for a 15-year-old. How old are these guys?
16, 17, 20, you know.
Yeah, and where's your dad?
My parents are divorced, and we're not. He doesn't have any visitation right now.
I see. Why not?
Well, we were going to visit him for a while. We've been divorced for almost 2 years, and then a few months back, like last month, actually, yeah, he beat up my mom after dropping us off. So.
All right. That's where I go. Yeah, so your dad's kind of a major a-hole, right?
Yeah.
All right, so now you're doing a little acting out.
Well, before that, too, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your dad, that wasn't what did it, because that was just a little bit ago, but you grew up with
a
guy.
An a-hole.
The guy was a colossal a-hole.
Dad is an a-hole, yeah.
Exactly.
Alcoholic?
Yeah.
All right, so now you're doing what every little girl who has an alcoholic abusive dad ends up doing, which is you're turning to guys and you're acting out. So would you like to stop?
I don't know. I don't know. Not, no, but...
Well, then we keep going. We'll see you in hell.
Thanks.
Well, what do you want me to say? I'm telling you why you're doing it. You want to stop or you just want to keep doing it?
They always treat me like...
Of course they are, because you chose these guys and they're all going to be pricks. Because you chose them.
You're not going to find a guy that conforms to what you want him to be. Never going to happen.
Well, not
the way you're doing it.
Not you, by the way, either. Not right now.
Not the way you pick them. Not right now.
Right.
What you're picking is guys that are colossal assholes like your dad.
And don't start with that all guys are pricks rap, because it's not all guys. It's the guys you choose. And that's not your fault. It's your dad's fault. It really is. But it's your fault for not stopping from this conversation on, because now you know.
And doing something about it. Maybe getting, talking to a counselor at school, getting some kind of treatment.
I talked to the counselor.
All right.
I've been seeing him for like a year.
Sexually?
Does he know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me to stop?
Well, I don't know.
Well, can you listen to him, please?
Well, he doesn't really tell me to do anything.
All right, but here's the thing, Chai. Really, here's why I'm trying to intervene here. Because... on a few different levels, this is bad. A, you can get pregnant, you know, you can get AIDS, you can get herpes, you can get some sort of venereal disease that can't be cured, or even one that can be cured and is a pain in the ass. You can do damage to yourself physically, but emotionally you do damage to yourself. Because here's what happens. As a female, Oh, God, I wish I had the ability to act out sexually when I was 15. I had all the makings of a slut when I was 15, and I never got laid. I was like 18. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame you. I mean, if I could have done it, if I was going to act out, I would have done it, too. And you have to govern yourself because guys are not going to govern you themselves. They're going to be on you. But here's what I'm saying, Chai. You're 15. You can't understand this right now. But we hear it time and time again. You come from this kind of environment. You go nuts from 15 to 17. You rack up a whole bunch of numbers. You sleep with 30 guys in a year and a half. You feel as if you've lost some of your innocence and you've given something away. And then, lo and behold, you're like 24 and you meet the man of your dreams, and it kind of haunts you. You feel bad for your past. You feel bad for the way you've acted. It doesn't mean he's not going to love you. You end up screwing with yourself over just a small period of time in your life when you didn't stop yourself, question what you were doing, and get some help. So you're at that threshold now. You already got started down the path. We're asking you to stop.
Do something.
All right?
Okay.
Or don't. We're just telling you. But I know what the outcome is if you don't. All right?
I have a lot of trouble, like, getting close to anybody.
I know. Good.
They've all been painful. It's been painful to be involved with people.
Stop trying if you're having trouble. Just lay back and be 15, for Christ's sake. I know you need a lot. I know you need something from guys because of what your dad did, but you can't find that in every guy. You got to find that in yourself. You need to read a book and go for a walk, or even read the book while you're walking, but don't hit a tree. All right?
Okay.
All right. Man, she's not going to do it.
No.
But what, I can't, you know what I mean? If you had that opportunity, I mean, given, you know, my parents didn't pay that much attention to me. My dad wasn't around that much. I would have gladly done this at 15 if I could have.
Been a slut.
Acted out.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're a male.
Yeah, I mean, I needed a, you know, an ether bottle and a roll of duct tape in order to pull this off. And like four willing guys who wouldn't talk, you know, in a van. And a sawed off shotgun.
Sounds like you had the guys.
Yeah, I had a crew. Yeah. The erection crew.
Yeah.
The I've seen your erection
crew. The Johnson
crew?
Boys.
The Johnson gang.
The Johnson gang. Old hole in the wall gang.
Yeah. Oh, we used that hole in the wall, too. I'll tell you what.
Into a rector set.
All right. Well, take ourselves a little break. We'll be back for the Boss Tones after this.
Love Line. Love Line.
Savannah Perola
and Dr. Drew will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Evening, folks. I'm Vince.
And I'm Larry. We're the Crash Test Dummies.
We'd like to entertain you with a little song. Only one thing.
We can't sing. But we're here with someone who can with a song for the little ones. Ray?
Mr. Charles?
On the big highway of life, there's only one safe place for kids.
Crash Test Baby.
The bus. Put that booty in the backseat. I've had the kitchen never meet. I'm here to remind you to put them behind you.
Rapunzel, do you mind if we try?
Oh, backseat baby, better buckled in the back.
Backseat baby,
baby face to stay intact.
Larry, yo, Larry, maybe you should keep your day job.
Oh, that hurts.
Not as much as our day job.
You can learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the backseat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Zone 105 is the Twin Cities Concert Pipeline.
From the San Francisco Underground to the top of the charts, the most incredible live band in the world, Third Eye Blind, has set the creative standard. Now see them in concert Friday night, July 7th at Roy Wilkins Auditorium at River Center. The Red Summer Sun Tour. Featuring your favorite songs from their quadruple platinum debut album, plus the magic and fury of the new album, Blue. One Night with Third Eye Blind. Friday night, July 7th at Roy Wilkins Auditorium at River Center. With special guest, Vertical Horizon. And also appearing, Blender. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. Available at Ticketmaster locations, including Dayton, Mervyn, Rainbow Foods, and the River Center box office. Charged by phone at 989-5151. Third Eye Blind, live in concert.
A few questions to ponder from Bass. Did you break the rules today? Were you rewarded for it? Did you chart your own course? Save your love letters but toss out your bank statements? Did you fight fair today? Read between the lines. Enjoy a true original. Did you ask your dad out to buy him a beer? Did you learn something from losing? Take part in a 223-year-old drinking tradition. Appreciate that to get respect, you have to give it. Have you gotten used to people calling you sir, but still think it sounds weird? Cheers.
Imitated, never duplicated. Bass Ale. True to character since 1777. Bass Ale is imported by Guinness Bass and Co. Company, Stamford, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Raise a pint or a bottle of the quintessential English ale and experience the only ale with 223 years of real brewing heritage.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all got to go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
For me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it tries to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. Movie of Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Go. You head to your appointment, but you're stopped in traffic. You go to your laptop, and go. You're on the web. You're wireless. You check your email. Ooh, your client has concerns, and go. You work a full-text doc, plug in the number, send, and go. Your client gets the answer even though you're still in the taxi. Go America is your wireless way to the web. The freedom of big, broad internet access virtually anywhere you are. Go America. On your laptop, two-way pager, or PDA. Go. You're in a conference room. You're bored to tears. You go to your PDA. Check your stocks. Woo. Time to sell. Tap. Go. To GoAmerica.net. It's easy. No roaming charges. Now you get $100 off on a wireless modem plus free activation. Go. To GoAmerica.net. Or call toll free 888-462-4600. 888-462-4600. Go America. For nationwide internet access, your wireless way to the web. Offer based on a one-year service contract. Early cancellation fee applies. Limited time offer. Network coverage is based on availability.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. My little boss down here tonight. Yeah, I'm just looking at the CD.
I saw that one for
you. Oh, you did? All right. Well, this is Drew's. Pay Attention is the name of the CD. It is out, and we suggest you go out and get it if you haven't already. Jeremy.
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah, how's it going, Ben?
Good.
Adam, you're a genius, man. And Dr. Drew, you rock, man.
All right, Jeremy. It's on.
Like this night, I was playing soccer for my team, and I got kneed, like, right in the balls.
This is another case of a soccer player not wearing a cup.
Are you not wearing a cup when you play soccer?
No, no way.
Oh, what is that? Free ball, man.
It's like...
I wear a cup if I watch soccer.
It's like a professional boxer wearing headgear. I mean, just really stupid, man.
Is it really?
It's not in the
suitable. Listen, it's illegal for a professional boxer to wear headgear, but if you gave him the option to wear headgear, he would put it on gladly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's something you consider. I'm definitely wearing a cup in the armor.
Yeah, I have two cups, a day cup and a sleeping cup, and that protected from my genitalia.
What kind of cup?
I buy a medium, but a small work. I in case there's an earthquake at night, I want a lighting fixture landing on my groin.
And by the way,
what happened to chandeliers landing on guys' heads? There's like a lot of chandeliers.
What about the anvil? I don't know.
Anvil.
On the street.
Yeah, no one hoists them up at the block and tackle anymore. Out to the eighth story of their Brooklyn brownstone, you know?
Jeremy?
What's the story?
What happened? You got need?
Yeah, ever since, and it's just been really swollen, and I usually, whack off before I go to bed, and I just wasn't able to do it.
And how long ago this happened?
It was this night, last night.
Why didn't you go see a doctor?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, you can fracture the testicle. You can rupture. If it rupture, fracture. You can cut the blood supply off to it. It can die.
My God.
It can be really serious. You got to get it checked out. And when they swell and you get painful erection and that kind of thing, that's a significant symptom and needs to be checked out.
And by the way, if you're playing soccer, play any sport where there's kicking involved, put the cup on. And the excuse that it is going to impede your mobility is ridiculous because professional football players have been wearing cups for years and
fastest guys in sports.
Yeah, right. Tony Dorsett put a cup in and was able to make his 100-yard scampers without any difficulty.
Okay.
You know, could have been some possible chafing, but it didn't slow his moves down at all.
I had a patient got a hockey puck direct hit
in the nuts.
Complete fracture.
Really?
Here's the scary part
is it was playing tennis. That is the most frightening part of this story. Yeah. It
can happen anytime.
Sure.
Yeah.
Little help, you're lying on the ground.
Help over there.
Yeah. You need help? I need help.
You going over there.
Busting my nuts like a 3-minute egg. Come on. Jesus, what happened, bro?
Was there a pattern in those hockey pants?
Get it checked out. Wasn't it wearing a cup?
No.
No? No. Playing ice hockey?
Who used to want? I think about who won.
Through
the cup.
Yeah. With the cup right in hand?
Yeah.
Let's say I'd have a shard of the cup material
still
in it. Really?
Those pucks are hard. Direct hit.
Yeah. I know, it always amazes me whenever I turn on ESPN2 and I'm watching hockey from the 60s, goalie, no mask.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of thinking is going on with that?
I think Jerry Cheever was in the Boston Bruins when he first.
Really?
Mask, yeah.
Smart. Smart Jerry, they call him.
That's Boston.
Jerry the Brain Cheevers, I think it's very much. Josh? You're 27, what's up?
Yeah, I have a question for Dr. G.
Yeah.
I've had like this problem for a long time, I caught scabies from dude's snake a long time ago, a big python. I think it might have gotten into my skin or something.
Wait a minute, but it's scabies you have from other people.
Well, maybe it was that, because I don't know, but the doctors, anyway, but the doctor.
That is a serious white trash maneuver, by the way. I picked up something from a snake.
You know what I mean?
Not something white.
Well, yeah. I had gotten scabies, and I gotten it taken care of, and then, or I thought I did, and then I went back, and they're like, okay, well, here's some shampoo, here, wash yourself, this and that. So I did, and then I still don't think that it's gone away, because
did you do all the household things you're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Throw away the snake and all that.
Vacuuming and
Oh, snake. That was a long, long time.
Did you do all the household stuff you're supposed to do?
What do you mean?
Air out the trailer?
I think that's probably one of the things I didn't do.
Take everything.
One of the things. Yeah. What else did you
do? Burn the overalls.
The potato sack you wear. You got to put up with armholes in it. You got to wash out the rope used for a belt.
Sleeveless half shirt. Wash that in gasoline.
Anybody else in the household think they have a rash or scabies?
Well, yeah, actually, my girlfriend.
All right, well, if she doesn't get treated.
The real problem, though, the thing, I just had sex with her like a couple of days ago, and I think that possibly, because on my not as personal as we think, but I'm, like, uncircumcised. Mm-hmm. And this other day we had sex, and, like, I'm, like, I don't know, my skin is, like, kind of, like, peeling and stuff in here.
If she has scabies, it's not going to be
good. What is there between scabies and cramps?
If that's pubic lice. This is a different kind of a mite that comes out of the skin and burrows.
Oh, I'd kill myself.
Can you get it from the snake?
You get itching. The classic thing is a little sort of streak. A streak where the mite burrows through your skin. But any eruption that's sort of around the belt line, ankles, wrists, distributes like that, that's serious.
Allison.
Hello.
Hello?
Your friend always tries to make out with the guys you like?
Not quite like that. I have a friend of mine, and we're pretty close, you know. But it seems like every guy that I let her know that like, I have a crush on or anything.
She tries to make out with
her? Huh?
Yeah?
She suddenly just becomes, like, overly sexual around the